Well, when I came back from Europe, naturally I wanted to do something in a solid state then. Work going on at that time on trying to build various kinds of silicon transistors. But in competition with the thoughts that Torkel Wallmark had thoughts about putting together integrated circuits using silicon. In competition with the idea of integrated circuits using silicon, there was a thought that one might be able to do it with thin films, and because everyone felt that if you could build the device by thin films, the chances are you could make very complex patterns and build them cheaper than with silicon. And film capacitors, thin film resistors, but the missing link in all that thin film integrated circuit work was a thin film transistor. And so having had this experience with fine patterns building this tricolor vidicon, it seemed a natural for me to look into the possibility of building a thin film transistor based on the fine pattern techniques that we had developed here. Now, there was some work on a thin film transistor going on. Joe Dresner was doing some work, but he was thinking more in the sense of somewhat along the lines that a man by the name of G.T. Wright, Britain, had gotten an awful lot of publicity on. He was going to build a solid-state transistor using based on space charge limited currents, where he'd build it sort of like the analog of a tube. That is, he would have an emitter, he'd embed a grid in it, then he would have a plate up on top. And that's the kind of thin film transistors that were being worked on here. Joe had built something like that. But it seemed to me that our fine pattern work lent itself to a much different type of geometry, a planar geometry. So we built a thin film transistor, which had a source, and then an insulated gate, and then a drain. And well, that's another example of where accident helps you, because the first ones that we built, we didn't insulate the gate; we just built it as with a blocking contact. And then we realized that. What we had built, and one of the first things that we were just beginning to get evidence of transistor-like characteristics, that actually we had an insulator in there. And so we realized that that's what we should be doing. So we moved immediately into trying to build an insulated gate, thin film transistor, and the one we built, we gave a paper on it in 1961. It attracted a lot of attention, and we wrote a paper on it in 1962. It was the first thin film transistor that gave nice pentode-like characteristics, nicely saturated characteristics. And that paper was reprinted in this book. I mean, these are books that somebody else wrote, and he just scanned the literature and made collections of papers and asked me if he could use my paper in it. I was very happy for the company that it had, because he was quoting Shockley a lot in it. Mine's the last in the book, but I was glad to be there.